Hi, and welcome back to Hina Talk, the podcast where we discuss many different wildlife management issues. On today's show, I'm going to delve into an issue that's widely debated, that being whether or not animal captivity, or more specifically zoos, is beneficial for our animals. This is a question that can have a lot of answers that vary case by case. As there's a lot to cover, let's hop right in. One of the first things we have to acknowledge when answering this question is the treatment of the animals in these facilities. Many well-known establishments are only created for human enjoyment, and this often causes them to ignore the needs of the animal itself. Take SeaWorld, for example, a big industry that runs on the basis of making profit while ignoring the basic needs of their marine life. Their marine life are often kept in tanks that are extremely small to them. These conditions have negative impacts on the animals and their behaviors. Some of these impacts are shown in the lifespan of the animal. Orcas can average around 30 to 50 years in the wild, but in SeaWorld, they can only go up to around 14 years. That's a really drastic difference that is caused by the conditions they are placed in. In these cases, we can easily say that it's not beneficial to these animals as it's only causing them harm. But what about areas that are giving proper treatment to animals and care about their well-being? Well, for those places, we can start off with the benefits that they provide. The major point that seems to revolve around the benefits is the conservation of many different species. Due to changes that are occurring globally, many animals are endangered and have very little chances of survival in the wild. This is due to things such as poaching, habitat loss, and many other pressing issues. Zoos give these animals a safe place to stay, in which they are supported with proper food and medical care. They are given supervisors that are there to ensure their well-being and health. In some locations, they even have captive breeding programs that help preserve animals and prevent extinction by bringing their populations back up through breeding. Another point that could be added is the educational purposes that come with places like zoos. Zoos are an excellent opportunity for researchers to learn more about a species and their behaviors. In general, they also allow the public to learn more about animals. Now, on to the negatives that come with zoos. A fact that can't be ignored is that no matter how hard these places can try, none of them will ever exactly replicate the natural habitat for many animals. Due to the lack of space or even budget, lots of exhibitions are going to be smaller, confined spaces when compared to the natural range in the wild, which leads to a lot of changes in the animals' behavior, as they are unable to act on their natural ways. Animals that are migratory are unable to do that since they are confined to their homes, just like animals who are predators don't get the chance to hunt. When these changes occur, they develop behavioral problems and show characteristics that wild animals of their species wouldn't. Captivity can also worsen their mental state and cause them a lot of stress. The idea that animals in captivity differ from those in the wild will contradict statements made earlier about its educational purposes. As animals in the wild aren't usually in the best state and don't show natural behavior, it wouldn't make sense for them to be used in research. Many animals brought up in captivity don't get out, as they can't adjust to the wild just yet. Many of them who are born and raised there just get stuck in a continuous cycle of going from one zoo to another. Overall, from what we can see, I do believe that in most cases it isn't the most beneficial for animals, and it's mostly done for human enjoyment or their own needs. So the best thing to do is to focus on the conservation and saving of natural habitat for these animals rather than their captivity. That's all for today, folks. Listen in next week to learn more about the Wide Awai Initiative.